Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. I'm Doug Bedsid from the podcast you're listening to right now. I don't know which one it is. And I'd like to tell you about Comedy Gives Back, the safety net for the entire comedy community. Stand-up comedians may work alone, but that doesn't mean they should feel alone. That's where Comedy Gives Back comes in and helps with mental health services, crisis support, chemical dependency treatment, and more. This is an important cause to me because, as it turns out, I'm a stand-up comedian. Visit comedygivesback.com or text LAUGH to 707070 to donate today and help give comedians more than applause. That's LAUGH to 707070.
Dude. Bro. An eye for an eye. How's it going?
Oh, pretty excellent, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Are you excited for Houston this weekend?
Yeah, man.
Yep. We're going to the Whitney Houston Festival. Whitney Houston.
Can't wait to watch The Bodyguard.
We're going to be at the Come and Take It Festival in Houston, Texas, this weekend. Wide World of Doug's is Saturday at 4:20. So forget about whatever college ball, you know, whatever teams you follow in college football, and just, you know, DVR it. But come to the show. It's at the Secret Group, and it's a whole festival. So go to secretgrouphtx.com for all the stuff. All the stuff that's going on this weekend. But let's talk about today. Our guest is Solomon Giorgio, very funny comedian. Yeah. He's got a podcast called The Juice that he does with Conan O'Brien's company, Team Coco. And he's been on Douglas Movies a couple of times. And with a name like Solomon Giorgio, should be pretty fun to talk to.
Yeah, buddy. What's that middle name going to be?
Oh, do you want to guess?
He's got fancy name.
I'm going to guess Gregory. Solomon Gregory Giorgio.
Timothy,
nice. All right. Well, we won't tell him that we guessed. Only the listeners will know. Unless one of us got it right. Now, that'd be amazing. You didn't cheat, did you? You didn't look him up or somewhere, did you?
No, I have no idea. I think mine's definitely wrong.
Me too. Let's go to work. Hello, Solomon Giorgio.
Hello.
I hope that theme song wasn't too hard on you.
No, it's actually a perfect level.
Okay, good. And thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in sunny Seattle, Washington at the moment.
Whoa.
Is it freezing out there?
Not yet, but it will be very soon.
Yeah.
All right. Because you're doing shows there or something?
I'm actually from here, so I'm just here for the holidays.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're there early for the holidays.
The holidays are when I decided they start, and I decided they're starting early this year.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been,
whining to everybody about how Halloween seemed like it was a month long this year, and now the Christmas season seemed to start immediately after Halloween, so Christmas is 2 months.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
I love it. I'm a holiday person. I had three Halloween costumes ready to go, and if I was home right now, I would be decorating my house for Christmas.
Well, what do you do? Like, isn't it weird though that Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, like, are, you know, pretty much the decorating holidays? Yes. I mean, you know, 4th of July, Valentine's Day. I mean, what, the rest of the year is just a wasteland of, you know, it's all packed into this end of the year, and you know, I love the holidays. I just, the one thing that I don't like is the holiday commercials. And, you know, of course, they started a couple days ago.
Yes.
But a vast improvement over political ads, though, which we've been inundated with lately.
Yeah. If I could never see another one of those ads, I'm good. I'm a Christmas baby. So the holiday season is always kind of like, I've sacrificed my birthday for this greater thing, so I have to be into it.
Yeah, Christmas babies are the weirdest.
We are.
Like, it's such a weird, like, it's just this odd stigma that you have from jump, that you're, you know, your birthday's on the same day where everybody's all more concerned about this other thing.
It's kind of convenient. Like, I definitely, like, people like recommend like doing the half birthday. I'm like, that seems like a bad idea. Like, it's already hard enough to get people to celebrate my birthday on its actual day. To celebrate it on a day that it's not, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to me. Is my birthday's too close to 4th of July, so there was a lot of trying to lump those two things together, and I never liked it because, you know, America's all right, but I'm more into. I'm not into red, white, and blue that much, you know. Like, I'd like some other colors at my party. I want all the colors of the wind.
Of the wind.
So on this show, we talk to our guests pretty much exclusively. We go on tangents, but we talk, you know, the idea is to talk about your name and how affected you, and, you know, if it has, you know, in some cases people certainly don't think it has. But we've got a brand new topic I bring up before that every week, because I'm kind of fascinated by, I think tattoos are the name you give yourself, because it's as permanent as a name, and it's out there for everybody to see sometimes. So what's your tattoo situation? Do you have any tattoos?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm proud of you that you were able to count them up. I'm not going to name names, but the third person in this conversation, that's not you or me, Solomon, has too many tattoos to count.
You know what? I don't think I'll ever get there, but I'm definitely going to get more.
Ooh.
It seems like a real gateway. We were talking last week with Samantha Ruddy. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of people with like one just neat little tattoo somewhere, and then they got out of the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody has more than one.
I waited like almost 40 years to get my first tattoo. And cause I have zero pain threshold, and I still don't. So I can't see myself being able to sit there for much more tattoos because it does hurt, and I do have to take a break every 30 minutes to cry.
I think I'd cry more often than that. It's wild, but it's like I guess, you know, somewhat rewarding to sit through the pain and then have a finished result.
Yeah. For me, it's therapeutic because like 4 out of 5 of mine are sort of memorials. Only one of them is not. So I sort of like got to that point where I was like, I need some sort of release from grief. And I just was like, tattoo is the best way because it's sort of like a pain that you're inflicting on yourself instead of like the mental one you're dealing with. And it kind of like, it's more healing than not because you get to see their memory kind of like scratched into you, and then it heals, and then you kind of, I do feel a lot better like with a tattoo afterwards and going through life from that point on.
And are they mostly hidden? Do you like keep your show business career in mind when getting them?
Oh, I don't give. I don't care. I'm a TV writer. No one needs to see me. But yeah, they're all on my arm because that's like the least painful part. Like the thing is, like I've go to the same tattoo artist for all of them, and the goal is for me to feel the least amount of pain possible.
Yeah.
So she's like arm, yeah. And I'm like great.
Are they all on one arm?
They're both arms. I have
okay.
I have one that says I'm bored on my left arm.
okay, so that one's never going to die.
No. The other one says in French, a little Sandy. And then I have the numbers 3 and 4 for two of my siblings on my right arm. And the one that is not a memorial, it's an African woman with a pitcher pouring over with two water cranes on the side, sort of like stand for abundance, I guess.
So I'm bored is a memorial to something?
Yes, it is.
Wow. It's like a quote, I guess, then.
It is a quote. It was, my friend would text that a lot towards the end. And like it was during the pandemic. He wanted to get us out of the house, and we're like, no. So his text would be like, I'm bored. What are you guys up to? I'm like, you know what we're up to.
We're all bored.
We're all very bored.
Is it in texting font?
No, it's in more of a like a fancy a very very fancy calligraphy.
Oh yeah, that's fun too to have you know swear words or expressions like that in calligraphy. Always fun.
And I feel like it's a very insulting tattoo for other people to read. So I kind of enjoy that, even though its intentions are not that.
Right. Yeah. People are always going to be extra worried if you're not into them. If they just see it, I'm bored right there on your skin.
Like, yeah, with my face matches the tattoo. They're definitely it's an emphasis.
Are you bored? No, it says so on your body.
Like, I can't help but feel like you are.
Yeah, I really sense that you wrote that down on yourself for a reason.
Just in case I forget.
Yeah.
But also, I do like taking a picture of it and sending it to like a text chain whenever I am bored.
Oh, that is great. That's a great comeback. That's like, that's having your own, you know, your own personal, it's like a gift or something.
Oh, yeah. It's a worthwhile investment. It keeps feeding back to me, so I can't complain.
I just took a picture of, there's a picture of Mitch McConnell smiling, and I zoomed in on it really close and took a picture of that. And I'm just waiting for the moment to send that to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the setup would, I don't know what would cause me to send it, but I think it would be an awful thing for someone to receive at just the right moment.
Yeah, I think that's what I do too. Is I do collect as many images as possible to just send at the right time. Yeah, if I'm on like Tinder and I see a friend of mine on it, there if you swipe left, it says nope on it. Like it just says nope in like a stamp letter before you fully throw it away. So I pause, take that screenshot, then say no to them. But I always like if they ask me a question, eventually I'll send them a text, a yes or no question. Now I send them the nope picture they have on Tinder to let them to like just double the pain.
I love it. That's terrific. And you're also, you know, promoting a great Jordan Peele film.
it's really thing. Good.
Okay, so thank you for. I mean the all the honesty about the tattoos really makes me feel good about what we're going to get out of you regarding your name. So we go one name at a time, and we don't even know yet. Neither of us have any idea what your middle name would be, but let's start with Solomon. Must have been pretty interesting name to have as a child. And now,
I guess. I got
not
like,
super common, right?
Not in America, it's not common. But my family's Ethiopian, and so it's like it's the most common boy, second most common boy's name, which is Johannes, which is just John. But Solomon is like Ethiopia is like very connected to the Bible, like it's one of the first Christian nations. So like my name is very very common because I think like apparently he fucked the Queen of Sheba, which is where Ethiopia is now. And kind of like there's a lineage of Solomon that's believed to be in Ethiopia. So like it is truly I have the most common common boy's name. So it's like, it's, I have like 100 cousins. Like if you walked into a room and said Solomon with a bunch of Ethiopians, like a few of us would turn around.
All right. And you go professionally and I guess personally, yes, also by Solomon, like everybody that you know calls you Solomon.
Yeah, I've like I've also like I've never been anti nickname, but people tend to, when you see, they just want to say the whole name. Like I've, like I've had people start Saul and Solly, but they, everyone eventually just sticks to Solomon.
Cuz it's I don't know. It's, it does seem kind of fun. And you don't, I don't know a lot of Solomons.
Mm-mm. No.
Or I don't even know if I know any. Doug, do you know any Solomons?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, I don't think, and Solomon's also can be a last name, right?
Yes, it's usually, it's a very, because it's in Hebrew, it's Shlomo, and that's also a very common last name in the Jewish culture. So Solomon, Shlomo, both of them go back, they're interchangeable. And yeah, and also like the Solomons in Third Rock from the Sun as well. That's their last name is Solomon.
Jordan goes to JGL. Jordan goes, yes. Joseph Gordon Levitt is that's his name.
Their last names are Solomon.
Oh, I see. I see. It's a like Solomon family.
Yeah,
that's what they picked when they came to Earth. Or yeah, did they murder the actual Solomon?
That's a good point. I don't think we ever, because they all disappeared and took their bodies with them at the in the final episodes. So. I think they didn't have host bodies. I can confirm that. They just changed how they looked.
Right. They shape-shifted into people form.
That is correct.
And then chose for their teenage boy to have hair like a girl.
Mm-hmm. Even though he was the eldest, I believe.
Was he?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like the information officer or something like that. He's just a hyper-intellect that's supposed to gain as much knowledge as possible, and that's why they made him a teenager, so he can go experience their education system.
Did they ever explain like why would you could go undercover as a person and have a head of hair, like why is John Lithgow, why does he have such a receding hairline if he could just create
I think himself? That is a running joke that they probably had on the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
because also like the security officer who's was Sally Solomon, she was very confused why she ended up being a human woman when she's a security officer, and then it's one of those things where like why do we look the way we look for the jobs that we have as aliens?
Yeah, and then they just have to all like, that's I guess the fun of the show is that they all have to deal with their human forms and all the things that come with it.
Yeah, I truly love that show because it does begin and end with a through storyline, which is very rare for sitcoms, and especially right. Network sitcoms.
They must have because also back in that time, no sitcoms were like, we're going to go ahead and end the story because we feel like we got a good ending. Like everybody wanted to go for as long as they could.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow this one, when it got canceled, they managed to wrap it up neatly.
Yeah.
Unlike Elf.
Oh, Alf just ends, right? Like there's no,
well, they try to wrap it up. I think they thought they had another season, so they had a very dramatic like season like ender with a big cliffhanger, and the government has finally closed in on Alf, but Alf also has a ship coming, so he's maybe finally going to get away, but the government shows up first as he's like, the ship is arriving. The ship flies off. He just gets taken away by the government. The whole family's crying. And then the show is canceled. Like, it was awful. Yeah.
I don't like when they do that with show. They all, Sybil ends in a part one of a two-parter.
No.
And I've been very upset about that for easily 25 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's frustrating. I think they tried to tie it up in a TV movie and it was just terrible.
Oh, you know what, TV of the past, but luckily we're now in an age where a lot of our shows get wrapped up very nicely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because now there's this like kind of give and take where, but there's still shows just get the rug pulled out from under them, especially with all the streaming and stuff, but like they definitely have streamers and the networks and cable have, they've all grasped the concept of, you can, you know, hey, if this thing's got to go out, if we agree that it needs to end, let's make it like we all agreed that it needs to end and take advantage of, you know, telling people it's ending and having a finale people will watch because they're upset that it's definitely going to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's like they figured out that there's money in that, where it used to just be shows would get canceled and sometimes you wouldn't even burn off the remaining episodes. They'd just be like, hey, fuck it, we canceled that. Why would we show more of it?
Yeah. There's also, I also have this tendency to, if I really love a show and I know that it's going to end, I tend, every, it's very rare, but I won't watch the final episode because I don't want it to be done in my head.
Oh my God.
There I still haven't show. Seen the final episode of Breaking Bad.
Whoa.
That's a huge one to like just sit around and go, I'm cool with not knowing how that wrapped up.
I just want it to go on forever in my head and when I'm ready.
Yeah.
That'd be the last thing
kinda,
I do.
You know. With Better Call Saul, it kind of does. It kind of does keep going because, like, you know, Better Call Saul circles back, and you know, Jesse and Heisenberg, they show up in Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Yeah. So you never got into Better Call Saul at all.
I don't know what I think I just was like going towards like just full comedies at that point. I think Breaking Bad was like the last like very dramatic show that I watched. All the way
right.
through.
Yeah,
I don't know why. This... I think the world just got sadder, and I was just like, I need to watch anything that isn't serious. Right.
I get it.
Yeah. But Better Call Saul, it does have its share of violence, but it is not no way on the level of Breaking Bad. It's mostly, you know, emotional and mental violence.
Oh no, I thoroughly enjoy it. I think Bob Odenkirk is just an absolute fucking star. So I don't know why I've not gotten around to it, but I will.
Oh, you're gonna love it. Like the, you know. His brother is played by Michael McKean, and
oh man, that is I don't know why.
He's so good. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I even though Doug loves movies, Doug can also talk about TV forever. Like that conversation just made me think of so many different things. Like when I was a kid growing up, that was another thing they'd do. Is they'd call it summer comedy showcase or something like that. Mm-hmm. And sitcom pilots, they just air them in the summer. Like they made them as a special intentionally.
Yes.
And that was super fun to, you know, watch those. I mean, not super fun because they were terrible shows. That's why they didn't get it.
Well, also I remember that like some cartoons would like premiere primetime when I was younger too. Like their first episode would be like late night premiere of this new, and I would like have to stay up to watch cartoon, and my parents were like, why? I think Tiny Toons was like the last one that did that, but it was like Steven Spielberg bringing back orchestras to to TV cartoons, so it was like a big big TV thing to come to see the premiere episode of Tiny Toons.
All right, Solomon, let me ask you this. Do you turn if somebody goes, hey, man?
I think I just turn when I hear a sound.
Right. That's fair. That's fair.
I tend to turn at almost my name many times. I've turned around. Like I've waved at people I didn't know more often than not. So I'm very responsive.
Like if someone's like, hey, Sullivan, you're like, hey.
yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. Now, my hearing is not that solid. So if you make a sound near me, I'm definitely going to respond and look.
Yeah. And but like, I think you sort of mentioned earlier that attempts to shorten your name to just calling you Saul. Like, does anybody call you Saul?
Yeah, there's a few people that do. And then the best nickname that anyone's ever came up with. I remember it was my friend Leah. She was just sitting there for 10 minutes laughing at herself, looking at me. And I'm like trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong. And then she like slowly says Swallowman and just giggled for another 30 minutes. It was probably the best I've ever seen anyone make my name into a joke. So I'm actually pretty proud of that one. And I've used it several times.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
That was really good. Because that's what happens. Like, it happens on Wheel of Fortune, too, is people don't yell out W very much because it's so deep in the alphabet.
Yeah.
that you don't, you know, or like on Family Feud when Steve Harvey asks, you know, name a, you know, say a word that rhymes with, you know, save.
Yeah.
They never say wave because it's, you know, W's are, you know, just too deep.
Mm-hmm. But it was, she was very, yeah, I remember she went, Swallowman, get it? Because you're gay? And I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I get it all the time.
Also, it's there's also a different pronunciation to my name because my family is Ethiopian. Solomon is like a direct translation, but it's pronounced Solomon. My parents and my family call me Solomon.
So that's another name I respond to. Yeah, and you can't get all your friends and you know
I don't care enough to
you know people don't have the skills to do that, and people are afraid to sound ethnic these days. I think. You know, like it sounds like they're trying too hard to, you know.
Well, I was one that got away easily because my name is a direct translation. Solomon becomes Solomon. It's, but there's my siblings whose names are far more complicated, ended up with names that are nowhere near their actual name. Like my sister Tirhas became Tracy. My sister Yordanos became Yolanda. My brother Ta'ame became Tommy. Aragawi became Guy. And Nuguse became George. George Giorgio.
George Giorgio?
Yeah.
Can we get George Giorgio on this show?
Yeah, it was George Giorgio and Guy Giorgio. Those
those are amazing names. That's really something. Yeah. Pardon me, I just threw a piece of food into my mouth. And I should not have done that. I shouldn't have done that. It was just sitting on the floor.
Yeah, it's afternoon hours, though. It's eating time.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I thought of a good meme for you.
Yeah.
Or a GIF or whatever the hell it is. Just get the moment where Tracy Morgan announced the winner in the animated feature category. I think it was the Oscars. Yeah. Where the winner was the movie Soul.
Oh.
But he just yells out, Soul!
Yeah. That's
that'd be fun for you to have, I think.
Oh, I'm sure. I can definitely make that happen properly. I think I have the skill set. No, I do.
I've been tripping out lately over like that you can just go on, you know, that you can just use the recording device on your phone to just go on YouTube and pull up pretty much any, you know, anything that's on YouTube. Yeah. And then you can just sit there and film it on your phone and then do what you want with it. It's crazy.
You can do that. I never really record. Yeah, I guess I have pulled stuff from YouTube and on my phone and then like shortened it.
Yeah. I mean, I just figured out how to do that. It's really been exciting for me. You know, people looking at my videos probably don't care. Cause like, oh, he figured out how to edit stuff. Good for him.
No, we noticed we're happy for the change.
Okay. So let's hear it. What, this is going to be good. I think do you have a middle name?
I do have a middle name.
Okay, what's your middle name?
Remember that common name that I mentioned that's more common than nine? It's my mm-hmm. middle name. It's Johannes.
Johannes.
Yes, it's my father's first name.
J-O-H...
Y-O-H.
Oh, damn.
We do things a little differently.
Exactly, yeah. Because I was thinking of a more... That name, you know, kind of more of a Scandinavian.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I was starting to head down the road of like how Scarlett Johansson spells that.
Well, it's spelled with a J in that area, but
yeah, but she doesn't got a Y in there or anything.
But also, I think we're at the whims of the person who translated the documents when I came to America. So mm-hmm. it could have been spelled with a J. It's just that person's decision at that time to make it a Y.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That person also made me 10 days younger on my birth certificate. So
you have the wrong birthday?
Yeah, but but my sister was 2 years younger, so I have the benefit of only 10 days.
Oh my God.
God, there's gotta be some way you can like use that? Like maybe like win a bar bet or something.
I'm trying to figure out. Believe me, it's one of the things where I'm just like, it's all my documents say December 15th and it's just the way it is. I can't change it. And it's also, I'm not that concerned about it, but I'm never going to celebrate my birthday on that day.
Because you think that day is even worse than Christmas just because everyone's thoughts are just pointed towards Christmas. They don't want
to
stop.
It's less remarkable too. Like December 15th, like, oh, well, I don't want to celebrate with you. I have a bunch of holiday stuff to do and you're not on Christmas. That's just like, that's enough as it is. I can't.
Yeah.
And be a Sagittarius. No, I couldn't do it.
It's too much. That's all too much.
It's
for sure.
That's a different kind of person. And I'm not that person.
Well, we're going to find out more about what kind of person you are. Solomon Giorgio. After these messages, we'll be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We are back. If you're just joining us, that'd be weird, but we're here with Solomon Giorgio. It's strange of you to fast forward to this point in the show, but maybe some people know the line of questioning and they just prefer hearing about people's last names.
Sometimes people don't like first names. I get it.
But that's where we're almost at. I want to quickly cover your initials because now we know your middle initials. Y.
Yeah.
So S-Y-R are your initials. S-Y-G. Those... Wait, what? Where did S-Y-G. I come up with R? I don't know how. I'm looking at last week's guest. Okay, so. Who was also an S, the first letter. So that's why I screwed it all up. All right. So S-Y-R, sir.
Yeah.
Or I think S-Y-R, doesn't that feel like that's like the, like, you know, there'd be like, that'd be like on the side of a trailer or something. Like it's a company name or something.
I don't know.
Or like it's, you know, it's the initials for a company. S-Y-R. All right. I say congratulations on having a set of initials that I can't think of anything silly to say about.
Yeah, SIG is really, well, it's just a short version of saying cigarette. I do have people who say SIG.
Oh, SIG, life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, here in Southern California, they call traffic alerts SIG alerts.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah. When there's like traffic somewhere, like suddenly there's an accident, there's a traffic situation, like the whole city gets notified via SIG alerts, and they were started by a man named Sigmund, is why they're called SIG alerts. But everybody just thinks that it's short for cigarette.
I respect that though.
That's... Which do cause most traffic jams, or the root of it is somebody probably flicked a cigarette. tried to flick it out the window and it was rolled up and then it landed between their legs and then they got into an accident.
That's I don't do that. I just put it out of my leg to begin with. Skip the middleman and
Giorgio.
Yes. Giorgio.
Do some of your friends just call you that?
A lot of people want it to be my first name. Not my friends, no, but like if I fill out anything, like any application, any like document, even though I put Giorgio in the last name slot, people just automatically say that as my first name, and I just kind of sit there. I'm like, it's Solomon, but yeah, read the last name.
Right. It's true that like Solomon, you know, feels as much like a last name as Giorgio does.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I could see people, you know, flipping them like that. I don't get it as much because Benson, people are pretty locked into, oh, that's, you know, that's a last name. But every once in a while, a stranger will just refer to me as Benson or Mr. Doug is always fun too.
Mr. Doug.
Well, there is a, I know there was a pretty famous cartoon character recently with the name Benson. So that probably caused a shift for you as well.
A cartoon character named Benson?
Yes.
Wow.
And it was actually a clip from that cartoon was used a lot where they say Benson on TikTok.
Oh, interesting. But yeah, there was that.
He's a gumball machine, an anthropomorphic gumball machine named Benson.
Wow. I'm not familiar with that at all. That is new information for me and very exciting. I got some old information for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I think he just died recently, Luciano Pavarotti?
Yeah.
He has a movie. He starred in one movie, and it was called Yes, Giorgio.
I do have to see what that is.
So that's another fun thing you can have fun with, is I'm sure they call him Giorgio over and over again in that movie.
Yeah, I have. I have two. Yeah, I think my first and last name are both are interchangeable. Both of them can be a last name. Both of them can be a first name. And I think that's just the life I have to live. Also, the guy that translated misspelled Giorgio. So I had my last name spelled Georgio instead of the standard Giorgio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not common to spell it that way at all.
So when someone says to you, Giorgio, no, you go, no, it's just Giorgio.
Yeah, it's less exciting than you think it is.
You don't have to put that extra sauce on it. Giorgio.
Just Giorgio. Just a downturn on the first part.
I mean, your whole name just sounds very, you know, smart and like, you know, like a person, international, well-traveled individual.
It's a very exhausting name to have if you don't want to be fancy for one day.
Yeah, it really forces you to be full-time fancy.
Yeah, it's
like
really,
Doug.
It's quite Doug is the opposite.
We can switch names for a day. I would happily. I want to see what it's like to be a Doug.
You want to go around being a Doug? Oh my god! So, what about? Do you remember, now I'm trying to figure out what it is. I think it's like a song or a poem or something about Solomon Grundy.
Grundy, born on Monday.
Yeah.
I think he died on Tuesday. It's weird because I think like all of his, like the whole song about, like, they called me that for a little bit in the third grade.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is if it ever got attached to you.
It did, and I was very unhappy about it when I was younger.
Oh, no.
I was a kid.
I mean, it's a Batman villain too, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, he will. I don't think he was the Grundy. Solomon Grundy was ever used in the cartoon, so I don't know if I ever got to enjoy him. But yeah, no, it's a very weird song that like the whole class was just, like anytime there's a sing song thing that you can attach to a kid, it's not fun for the kid.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right.
And what you started to do the thing Solomon Grundy did what on Monday?
I think it was born on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, let me. I need to look it up because it's. Let me look it up. let's get into this whole.
because he's been through some stuff over the course of the week.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, christened on a Tuesday, married on a Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, grew worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That was the end of Solomon Grundy.
Oh, jeez.
why has no one used those words as like the lyrics of a punk song?
I don't know.
Really, really intense.
Because he's like, he was born, he was christened, and then no time at all, he got married. And then he started getting sick.
Maybe they're positing the notion that
yes,
many years go by in between each of these, but it was on that particular day of the week.
Yeah, I'm just, I feel like
thing happened.
Like if the only eventful things in your life are your christening and your marriage and then your death.
Yeah, and they drag death out, right? It's like three stages.
Yeah.
You know, yikes. All the other ones just happen fast, and then next thing you know, you're slowly dying.
The last four notable days of your life are very death focused, and one of them, you're being buried, so it doesn't even you're not even really there for that.
God, picturing kids sing this to you is just breaking my heart.
Oh, Doug, it's okay. It made me stronger as a person.
There you go.
I can just see it. It's on the playground. Girls are doing double dutch. And they're just like Solomon Grundy. I already forgot the rest of it, but
born on a Monday.
You get the idea, yeah.
So they also mispronounce the days to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. It's really. It's like you have to get over the fact that they're not saying a word right, just to get a rhyme.
It's insanely juvenile. Who wrote it in the first place? Is it public domain?
It's actually 1842 by an English scholar named Orchard Hollowell. Your name was Orchard, and you're going to come for the Solomons? Okay, buddy.
Yeah, that was his deal. He was so upset about his name that he had to just go out.
Wait, I take it back. I missed a line. It's James Orchard Hollowell. Sorry, his first name is James, but his middle name is Orchard. So I don't know if I could.
Orchard is a crazy, I don't care which position it's in. It shouldn't be any of the names. Orchard. So have you found that, are there a lot of Giorgios out there? Well, I mean, I guess there must be.
For last
not
name,
many not... that's not many that spell it how you do.
No, I'm the only Solomon Giorgio that I have run into so that's career-wise has been very beneficial, and like setting up emails and setting up any accounts online, I'm always the first and only. So it's been very, very fortunate because, yeah, there's no other Solomon Giorgios, especially spelled the way I spell it, in at least the continental U.S. Or is that the word? in the United States. Why am I saying continental U.S. for no reason?
Yeah. The other one I get confused about is contiguous states.
Yeah.
Does that mean everything but Hawaii and Alaska, or no, everything but Hawaii?
I forget. It's really
like contiguous means they're all touching each other, I think.
Yeah, but was Alaska touching?
You know, it's kind of gets a little bit of action maybe from, yeah, you're right. It's probably not contiguous.
It's probably not. I now have the desire to learn what the word means.
And then we also have other territories or whatever they call them,
sharing a common border. So
they're always upset that they don't get to vote, mm-hmm. even though they are a part of the U.S.
Oh, the territories. Yeah. So it's 48 contiguous states. So Alaska and Hawaii aren't included.
I don't know how we got Hawaii. That's impressive.
Oh, you
know,
I do.
You think boats would have been headed towards it from every direction, you know?
Yeah. it's a lot of realtor schemes going on to get that.
I think so. Doug, how's it going over there? Did you have any questions so far?
I just want to know what it's, you know, I mean, you don't seem thrilled about having a fancy name.
I actually,
it's just hard to think about because of Doug, you know, we'll never know what that's like.
I'm very thrilled to have my name. It matches what I look like. It matches my attitude in life. it allows me a lot more arrogance than any other name would. And I definitely, like, especially with comedy, I can't be very self-deprecating because of my name. And I remember specifically trying to be a little more self-deprecating at early on, like trying to add jokes that go for myself, and people weren't having it. They were just like, no, that doesn't match what we see in front of me. And I was like, you know what, I agree, we're gonna go ahead and just talk about how great I am then.
Well, we've come to the most important question that we ask on this show. It's not the last question, but it's the most important one. And it is this. What's your experience been with Dougs? Have you had any Dougs in your life?
I think I've had at least one or two Dougs in my life every 5 or so years. And it's usually the nicest person. Probably somebody, usually a pothead. always go with the flow. I feel like a lot, every Doug I've interacted with has been very calm and relaxed. And also, like, my favorite Doug of all time will be Doug from Doug the cartoon growing up.
Right.
That was, I think, for me, to present an introverted kid as, and their sort of like mindset and how they work in the world, that was like, this kid is fun. And I also remember, I think I saw the Orange Years, the documentary about the switch to Nickelodeon to what it became famous. And there's a moment where Doug, the guy that created the cartoon, you get to see him, and he's just like the cartoon.
He really is?
He really is.
What?
So the character is truly based off of him. You see him as an adult, and you're like, that is Doug. that is exactly him. He's wearing a sweater vest. He's so calm and like uneventful as a person. You're like, that's I've never had any qualms with any Dougs in my life. It's always been just a very chill, relaxed person that just sort of drifts away and comes back in every once in a while to my, it's an in and out light in my life situation with all the Dougs.
That's good. That we sort of, you know, come and go and don't cause you any problems. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Is there like a more recent one that you can think of?
The last Doug I knew was also, he was from, I think he moved down to LA from the Bay Area.
Hopefully not the last Doug, you know.
No. The last Doug I knew, like, on my day-to-day life. He also stand up, I think he was running the open mics when I first came to LA, and he was really friendly, really caring, was producing a bunch of great shows. I don't think he's in LA at the moment. I think he might be back in the Bay Area. I need to get in touch with that Doug. Thank you for that reminder.
Oh, that's nice. This is good. Getting in touch with past Dougs. Yeah.
There was another Doug. Nope, that's another name. Never mind. It was not a Doug. So I had to resend that.
What was the name?
It was an Ian, not a Doug. So I apologize. That's different.
A who?
It was an Ian, not a Doug, that I was thinking
Ian.
Of.
We got to get an Ian on this show because that name fascinates me.
It is. Yeah, it's a very, like, it's just three letters, and I don't think they make that sound.
Right?
Except for the N.
Yeah, and then Ian Ziering comes along.
And he's it like, all up.
And he's like, it's Ian, and you go, yeah, okay, that makes more sense, but sounds terrible.
But if I see like an EAN, I'm going to say Ean. I'm like, that doesn't make any more sense. What choice do they have?
Right. Yeah. It does feel like this is part, like the first letter dropped off of Ian, and it was like, so supposed to be something else.
Yeah.
There's a director, Ryan Johnson, I he was on Doug Loves Movies recently. I was telling him, you know, I got to get you over on Wide World of Doug's because his first name is Ryan. Yeah. It's spelled R-I-A-N.
Yeah, I know.
What a burden that would be. But then again, he's this huge success. So maybe having such an unusually spelled name, you know, really worked out for him.
Well, yeah, especially if you're trying to get a credit in the city and you have to go up against I'm sure the Ryan Johnson is taken at IMDb with a Y.
Right. Yeah, Ryan Johnson. Yeah, it's a little it's pretty ubiquitous. Like that's The other thing is there's so many guys out there now that are just Ryan Johnson, but when they say it to people, they're gonna like perk up and be like the director.
But also I like when people spell their name a little differently because when they explain it, it's fun. It's like, yeah, it's Ryan but with an I. Kind of like Liza does it with it's Liza with a Z. Like I love that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, Liza with a Z is a particularly funny one because it's like, you know, there's no confusion about where it would go. But sometimes when somebody says something with an I or something with a whatever, you go, you have to do the, you know, the letter math in your head. Like, well, where would it go?
I think they use that joke in She-Hulk did it. I can't remember what her name was. It's either Madison or Madeline, but she goes with a Y and two N's, but they're not where you think they are.
They're not where you think they are. It's a great, great way to say it. But I'm gonna try this when I next time I order Starbucks and they ask my name. I'm gonna say Doug, no H.
Oh, God,
because
please.
They will put an H at the end from time to time. Always shocks me.
I tell them Saul just to save time because it's and Solomon. No, it's no one can ever spell it right for some weird reason. They either like to throw an A or an E at the end, and I'm like, how is that? But I always say Saul, but I pronounce it S O. I say Saul S O L, and then I realize that if anybody else reads that, they're gonna say Soul. So I've grown used to hearing Soul yelled at me.
Right. Are they going to just look at the cup and go with the initials and just yell out, shit out of luck? Shit out of luck here.
I have been waiting. No one's delivered on that promise.
My luck has finally changed. All right. The less important question that we ask when we have time for it is, are you familiar with Doug Emhoff?
I think, wait, I am.
It feels like a trick question. I should just tell you. He's the second gentleman.
Yeah.
He's married to Kamala. Our vice president. Yes. Yes, that one. Are you familiar with him?
I'm aware of his existence.
He's the most powerful Doug in the world.
And he's clearly very forgettable.
And super forgettable at the same time. So that's sort of like our story in a nutshell.
I think right now, vice president is probably the most relaxing job to have, and being married to the vice president sounds even better.
Like he just goes around doing nice things, you know. He just shows up at benefits and. You know, in campaign rallies, I guess he's always out there campaigning for his wife and stuff. And yeah, it just seems like what a sweet that Doug is. Really, he's living the life.
He has a very calm demeanor. Is he? They're second marriages, right? Or the first?
Oh, really?
Oh, don't know.
I don't know. I'm not. Don't quote me. I might be wrong.
Well, I mean,
assume everyone's on their second marriage at this point. But,
yeah. Well, also, I'm just surprised that it's not always, you know, like in political discourse, one side would tend to bring up all the time somehow that she's somehow a broken woman or something because she's been married more than once.
But no, I think it might be. I'm trying to remember personal life. I'm learning as much as possible in this as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
2013 on a blind date, and they got married in 2014. So she is a stepmother to Emhoff's two children from his previous marriage to film producer Christine Emhoff. See?
Okay.
I knew. I think it might be his second marriage. I don't know if it's her first or second.
Yeah, Christine Emhoff. Like, I wonder if she's like you know, too deep into her career to fuck with it. So she's just keeping his name.
Yeah. I feel like that's like, once it's an IMDb, you can't change anything on IMDb at this point. So it's too much of a hassle. Why change? It's, I get it.
Yeah. That should be the determining factor. As soon as you're on IMDb, that's your name.
Yeah, I look. I'm not gonna pay for IMDb Pro. I don't know who works there. I'm not gonna hit that contact us button, whatever they put up. Like they have my wrong birthday and they have the wrong place where I was born. They say I was born in Linwood, Washington, which I only lived at for like 6 months in my life, which is really confusing. How they even found that out at all?
Yeah, they'll pull some weird stuff out on you. And like in my case, early on, I had a page on there. It might still be there because they also, you know, they just get, they just don't know that two different, you know, there's several times where somebody will have two different pages on there just because they just do different enough disciplines in the industry. They know, and the algorithm hasn't noticed it's the same person. So initially in my career, because I was cool, because I would get credit as Douglas a couple of times because of the Screen Actors Guild, you know, insisted that I couldn't have Doug. But so I went with Douglas Benson as my Screen Actors Guild name. But then a couple roles in, now every time I do anything, they just put Doug Benson on the screen, no questions asked. So the other Doug Benson must be sitting around going, how's this happening? I thought I thought you weren't allowed to have more than one Doug Benson in Screen Actors Guild. So, for a couple of my credits, I think there's a page on IMDb where I'm called Douglas, and then in quotes, Doug Benson. Like Doug is a crazy nickname that they came up with for me off of Douglas.
Well,
even Doug Emhoff, like we all call him Doug Emhoff. I guess some people call him Douglas, but
Douglas is very much the last name. I would never, ever.
Yeah, Douglas is like some real.
It seems kind of vice presidential though, maybe. Yeah.
Frederick Douglas. I think I've mentioned this on the show before. Douglas is spelled with two S's.
Yes.
Guess where they are. No. it's spelled with two S's.
They make the G.
and he chose his name, I think, mm-hmm. and added the extra S just to sound fancier.
I love that. When when people think it's just a one letter difference. I think Marvin Gaye was sick of people calling him gay because of his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And to fix that, he added an E. And I'm like, and it's still pronounced the same. So you're like, what's what?
How did that help?
That is crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, that E that's added at the end of Marvin Gaye is because he's
called gay.
Gay. I feel hey, like that's
insane. He's one short of Gale now. Let's see. I don't know what he's trying to do. Well, this has been a delight talking to you about all this stuff, and we hope you had a good time.
I had an absolute wonderful time.
Do you have, what would you like to plug? Your podcast? Tell us a little more about your podcast, because I mentioned it in the cold open before you joined us. It's called The Juice.
Mm-hmm. The Juice. Okay. It's with Team Coco, and it's just, I'm a big fan of petty gossip from unknown people. So that's kind of the focus. I just talk with my guests with any gossip they recall that's not celebrity in any way, shape, or form. And then I have listeners kind of submit gossip that they know of from their own lives that they're willing to share. And we even have a caller. One of our listeners calls in and tells me some amazing gossip that they know, and it's been pretty wonderful. I really enjoy it. And
amazing.
I like it. Yeah. It's very like I like the whole point of it is like I love low stakes but high petty. I love anything that is inconsequential that somebody just loses their mind over.
Wow.
Right, you're not talking about gossiping about these, you know, rich celebrities that can go on social media and, you know, cause great harm and stuff. You're just talking about
somebody's uncle cheating is what I really want to know.
Yeah, I was going to say the unwashed masses, but yeah, that's another way to put it. Some cheating uncle.
Yeah, like my favorite show of all time will always be Cheaters. And my favorite episodes will always be the ones where they blur out somebody's face.
Right. when someone says no, that's how much they don't like people want to be on TV so bad that they'll sign away and let their face be on most of the time. People that refuse to sign. Oh no, they really,
yeah, they fucked up.
They do not want to be seen, and they're going to be seen anyway. It's still like, I would think their friends and family would still figure out it's them based on all the other information.
Yeah, based on the main person that's accusing them showing their whole face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she looks familiar. Oh, that's Daryl's wife.
Yeah, they didn't change the voices either, right? Just the blur.
For the people that got blurred out, yeah, they do. They usually give a weird fucking voice thing. Some of them, I think cheaters did. I think they did change the voice, but I might be wrong. I might be remembering things incorrectly. It's been like almost a decade.
Yeah, if they changed it, it was like this kind of trade war, just talk like this. Now on Masked Singer, when they change people's voices, they're mostly high pitched ones, like they sound like cartoon characters.
That is not a good change.
No, I don't like it. I feel like if they're going to sing with their natural voice when they're talking, why not just have them, like they used to do on like What's My Line and stuff, just put on a fake voice. You know, your whole face is covered, so just don't sound, just try not to sound like yourself.
Also, it would be hilarious to see somebody do accent work that can't do accent work. I would love to hear Little Wayne try to do a British accent.
Oh my himself. God, yes.
That'd be pretty amazing. Doug Mellard, what?
Just the next season of The Masked Singer, just masked ass accent.
It's in the works for sure. I will be headlining the Red Room at Cap City Comedy Club here in Austin, Texas on December 1st at 8:30 p.m. So come on down. And as you plugged up top, I will be with you in Houston, Texas next weekend. For coming
this weekend,
Take It Fest.
Is what
this
I
weekend.
Call it.
God, yeah.
Geez. Yeah, a couple days from now.
How did that happen?
Yeah, it's a couple days from now. And so if you're in the Houston area or like to travel, come check out that festival. 40 shows over the course of the weekend. And there'll be at least one Doug in four or five of those shows. And Doug Dalton might be around. He's in the Houston area. Right. And so, yeah, this festival's going to be Doug crazy. But I can almost guarantee no Doug's in the audience. That seems to be a running thing at my shows. Is I ask if there's anybody named Doug, and there never is.
Maybe they just want to, they just probably will just be like, I'm all right.
Well, that's the other thing. I think a lot of Doug's probably just keep it to themselves. They're not like shouting out in the middle of a club kind of Dougs.
Dougs are too respectful. That's the problem.
that is it in a nutshell. Thank you so much, Solomon Giorgio, for joining us today. And we'll see y'all next time. As always, yes, Doug.
Got it.